Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel. We are on Ayin Mabez and Mabez. We're about to start with Amar of Huna, about 12 lines up in the bottom. Amar of Huna. There's one point that I said I would start with. There's a sefer by the Chalkas Yaakov called Kavad de Kashiesa. Kashiesa from the word Kasha, and Kava, which is 93, right? There are 93 unanswerable questions, and they put together a lot of the acronyms. Answers to his questions. But one of them is on yesterday's daf. Question number one in the Kavad de Kashiesa is on the second wide line that we spoke about. Remember we said, what's the chiddush that a rodev is allowed to kill the intruder, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, and what's the chiddush that if it's his father, then he's not allowed to kill him, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. So the case of Damim Lo, that he is not allowed to kill him, we say, what's the chiddush? That even Levakech Alav Esagal, that if he is Damim Lo, that he was not a rodev, then you're allowed to uncover the fallen building on top of him, even on Shabbos, though it involves Chilul Shabbos. But, as Rashi explains, if he was coming Aliskei Nefashos, if he was coming of Ein Lo Damim, in the case where it was not a father, then you would not be allowed to Mechal Shabbos to save him. So ask the Kavad de Kashiesa, why not? He's not a rodef anymore. At this point, he's not a rodef anymore. He's finished. He's a Jew whose life is in danger. So how could it be that you're not gonna be Mechal Shabbos for him? You're Mechal Shabbos for any Jew. He's a Jew, and he's not a rodef anymore. He was a rodef for a certain amount of time, and now he's not. So the question is, why aren't you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him? That was his question. So one of the answers given by the Achronim, the Or Gadol, it says maybe it's based on the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav writes in Hilchas Rotzeach Shmiras HaNefesh that there are really two ideas when it comes to a rodef, when it comes to somebody who is going after somebody to kill them. V'nir lomar bazet, de be'emes, this is the Griz, gam berodef din gavra ketila shelo, who din miyuchad begzer sakasif. V'shnei dinim nemru berodef, there are really two dinim, kedarka bakodesh. Chada ikr din ha'atzala shel nirdav, shenitan ha'atzila benafshel shel rodef. Number one, that you're allowed to save, or you have to save the potential victim. You have to save the nirdav, so you kill the rodef. That's one din of the rodef. But then there's a second din. The rodef atzmo toras ein lo damim alav legabe kaladinim. Number two is that he has a chalos shame ein lo damim. Chalos shame rodef. Separate from the fact that you're selling the nirdaf, that you're saving the nirdaf, but once he's in this state, he gets upon him the label of a rodef. And he says it's mduyik in the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Geneva, a double lashon, habam machteres bein bayom bein balayla, ein lo damim, somebody's been machteres, ein lo damim, there's no damim if you kill him, ela im hargo balabayas, oshar ha'adam, piturin. And then the Rambam says, "V'rishus yesh lakol lahargo bein b'chol bein b'shabbos b'chol misa shi'chol lahamisa shenamar ein lo damim." So says the Griz, it's a double lashon. First, it says anybody could kill him, ein lo damim, and if the balabais or anybody else kills him, they're potter. And then he says, "V'rishus for everybody to kill him bein b'chol bein b'shabbos." What's the double lashon? So he goes through the diukim in the lashon, and then he says, "Achay nira da harambam hishmianu bazeh de ikar dinu shel baba machteres udrachmana shavye ein lo damim." It's not just about saving the nirdaf. And even if we could come up with a case that of a rodef without saving the nirdaf, still he'd be potter because he is a gavra katila. So say the achronim, maybe that's the pshat here. After the building falls on the guy, so he doesn't have you're not allowed to kill him because of atzalat nirdaf anymore, because the nirdaf is no longer in danger. But he still has the status of ein lo damim on him. And because of that, that might last, and that's why, even though the building fell on him, he's still not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. He's a Gavra Katila. He still has the status. One of the Dinim of Rodef continues, even though the other one does not exist anymore. And that's what he talks about here in Hilchos Rotzeach, Mishmiras HaNefesh on the Rambam. Perek, what is this? On page Samach Tes. Aleph Yud Gimel. Aleph Yud Gimel in the Rambam. Okay, let's continue now. That was what I wanted to end off with yesterday. Tanu Amar Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna. A katan who is a rodef, nitan latzila b'nafsho, one is allowed to save him with his soul. Meaning even a katan, you're allowed to kill. Rashi is in here. The question is, why does he say this? Third wide line. Katan harodef es katan acher lahargo. Rashi has a katan running after a katan. Why does he say that? The other Rishonim don't limit it. That's Rashi. He says, katan running after a katan. But the pashas is that a katan is running after, even after a gadol, you're allowed to kill the katan. Why? The Yad Ramah explains. Because the reason that you're allowed to kill a rodef is not because you're punishing the rodef. Remember, a katan is a lot bar onshin. But it's that you're saving the nerdaf. And if you're saving the nerdaf, it doesn't matter who the rodef is. You're saving the nerdaf, and therefore even a katan. Kasavar, and also, the assumption of Rav Huna is, rodef eino tzarech asra. A rodef does not need asra, lo shta gadol, lo shta katan. He put himself into this position, so therefore he does not get any, doesn't get the advantage of any hasra. So, Eisvei Rav Chisda Rav Huna, so ask Rav Chisda Rav Huna, who says that doesn't need asra, famous Mishnah. Yatza wrote, it's the most famous Mishnah in Ahalas. I'll go out on a limb to say that. The most famous Mishnah in Ahalas. Like, what are you talking about? Famous Mishnah in Ahalas? Right here. It's the abortion Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in the first half, which we don't have, that if a baby is putting his mother's life in danger, the fetus, before the fetus comes out at all, then you're allowed to kill the fetus. Right? Judaism believes that life starts at birth, not at conception like other religions do. We believe that there is something before life, but you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a fetus, we paskin. But if the fetus is putting the mother's life in danger, you kill the fetus. Because the fetus is, well, we'll leave out the because for now. But the second half of the mission is what our Gemara quotes, Yatza Rosha, but once the head of the baby comes out, ain no gunbo, then that's it. You can't kill the baby anymore because now the baby is the status of being alive. Lefisha ain doche nefesh, mipnei nefesh. Because we don't push off one life for another life. Right? And therefore that's the Gemara we're going to have very soon, Bez Hashem, right? My chazis, the damach tvei, right? The damach tidach sumach tvei. Who says your blood is redder, right? Maybe my blood is redder. That's why you're now let it kill somebody instead of getting killed. So here too, who says the baby's, the mother's blood is redder than the baby's blood, right? Ein doch nefesh b'tvei nefesh. There's a big sugya which we're not going to get into now, but it's based on a mission in Mishayis Trumos, and it's in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Rachmana Litzlan, if there are a bunch of Jews together, and a non-Jew says, well, give us one of you, or we're going to kill all of you. What's the halach in that case? A guy, an Anna, says to 20 Jews, give us one of you, or else we're going to kill all of you. Number one, are they allowed to choose somebody? Number two, is somebody allowed to volunteer? Is that called suicide? Right? What if, and we paskin, that they're not allowed to? What if it's znus? Right? What if they say, give us one of you women to be mizana with, or we're going to kill all of you, or we'll be mizana with all of you? So we pass because it's tough luck. They all have to die. Why is one what ain't docha nefesh b'pnei nefesh? Right, because of this principle here. The only case that's possibly different is that based on the Rambam. The Rambam says if one of them is chayiv misa anyway, so then you know he just ran out of court after getting a gemar din because he was mechal Shabbos. Okay, so then he's a gavra katila. But other than that, you know, one Jew is not more valuable than another, even if it's the lowliest person, and it's Ramosha Feinstein. Doesn't matter. They're all, every Jew in terms of his life is created equal. And therefore, halachically, one is not allowed to offer, one Jew. Again, that's a big discussion, not for now. But that's Eindoch Nefesh Bepre Nefesh. But why is the Gemara bringing this? The Gemara says, V'yamai. So why is it that even once the baby's head is out, you're not allowed to kill the baby to save the mother? Rodefu! Isn't the baby a rodef to the mother? So therefore you should be able to kill the rodef. Rather than my rodefu. According to your Rafuna, you don't need asra anyway. So here's right, you're not allowed to kill the baby. It must be because you need asra. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, no. This is not, you're not allowed to kill the baby because this is not a normal case of rodef. Shiny hasam de mishamaya karadfila. Because here, it's a rodef min hashamayim, which can be translated as, this is the normal way of events. This is the way that nature occurs. Babies come out and they're born. Not the baby's fault. He didn't choose to be a rodef. And therefore, this is not called a rodef. It's mishmaya karatzula. And therefore, it's not a regular case of rodef. Okay? So that is the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say the possibility of, isn't the baby a rodef after his head is out? Kamashmala, no. It's mishmaya karatzula. Let me ask you. Before the baby is born, before the baby is born, you're allowed to kill the baby. Why? Why are you allowed to kill the baby? Because it's not nefesh yet, pashtus. Here, once the baby's head is out, it's ein doch nefesh b'pnei nefesh. But before the baby, right? But before the baby's out, it's not a nefesh, right? Would you say, what about rodef? Is it a rodef? The Gemara said it's not a rodef. It's mishmai karatzi law. So rodef doesn't have any shaychus here. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah. It's not a baby. It's not a rodef. This is a natural occurrence of events while babies are born. Why is there a difference between before and after the head is out? Beforehand, the baby's not a nefesh yet, and afterwards, the baby is a nefesh. That is why there's a big problem with the Rambam. All the achronim discuss this Rambam, because when the Rambam quotes this halach in Ilchos Rot Sayach, this is the big abortion Rambam. Says the Rambam, "Lefichach horuch achamim shaha ubra shehi mekasha leilein, a woman in childbirth, mutter wachtocha uber b'me'eha b'im b'sam b'yad, you're allowed to kill the fetus before it comes out, whether it means giving a medicine, or to abort, or with your hands. Why? Why are you allowed to kill the baby before the baby comes out? Says the Rambam, "Mipnei shehu kerodef acharei alaharga." Because the baby's a rodef. And then it says, V'im yishahosi rosho, ein nogin bo, she'ein doche nefesh mipnei nefesh, v'zehu tivo shel olam. That's the lashon of the Rambam. See, all the achronim, from all the way down, the early ones, all the way to Reb Chaim. What's the Rambam talking about? The Gemara says there's no rodef in this situation. What? He's a rodef before he comes out, and the second he comes out, he's not a rodef anymore. I don't understand that. It should be, from the Rambam it sounds like, that the baby's a nefesh even before he's born. And the only reason you're allowed to kill the baby is because he's a rodef. But then what happened afterwards? What changed? He should still be a rodef. And the Gemara seems to say that he's not a nefesh beforehand. So this is a big problem. The alumnus behind this is, what's the status of a fetus? Is there a nefesh there? Is there an effigy? L'may nafkamina, big nafkamina. What level of isser is abortion? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that abortion is the isser d'arais of l'sirtzach. That's what Rav Moshe says. It's not a full nefesh, doesn't matter. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Choshe Mishpat Chelek Beis, Simin Samach Tes, a few times. L'chem l'dina, bein l'tosos, bein l'rama, bein l'rashi, ik isser ritzicha milo sirtzach, gam al ubar, v'rak shepater ha-hargo mimisa. You're not chayav misa if you kill a fetus. That's not going to put you to death. But there's an isser of losirtzach daraisa. The aser lahargo aflu pikuach nefesh to call itchi virak latzalas imo shelo tamus beleidaso hu haheter velo bishvil shum tzorich to haaim sheze aser be pshitavs. He talks about it, and then this is where he says, says Rav Moshe, even if there's a fetus that the doctors assume will not live too many years, so Rahman al-Islam, somebody has a Tay-Sachs fetus. The afilo kishenno da'ide b'dikos b'ubar shenis chadish ata. You know, through the modern test that we have now, shavlad ye avlad kazeh, asur, kivet ala ha'im leka sakana. Ve'eno rodef, ein lahatir, afilo kishetzar ye gadol ma'od, v'gam yech la ha'avahim mizeh. Mitam zeh amati la'rufim shomri Torah, shelo yasu b'dikazu. And this is what we usually tell them. Don't do this b'diko. What is to know for? You're not going to do anything anyway about it. It'll be a terrible 9 months. That is Ramosha. There is the famous tshuva we mentioned in the past of the Tzitzis Eliezer. Tzitzis Eliezer against other poskim, matirs an abortion of a Tay-Sachs baby even in the 7th month. Even in the 7th month he matured it. And that is the story that we like to mention of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Somebody came to Rav Shlomo Zalman, a woman came to Rav Shlomo Zalman late in pregnancy, and asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, she had this situation. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I can't give you an answer. You have to go ask the Tzitzis Eliezer. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself held it was an issur resicha. Daraisa. He couldn't give the heter. But he was such a posek, and he knew this woman needed, and he knew Elu Va'elu Devi L'Kim Chaim. He said, you have to go, I can't give you an answer. He yelled it was usur. You got to go ask the Tzitzis Eliezer. A lot of messages from that story. The anivus of Rav Shlomo Zalman, what Rav Shlomo Zalman thought of the Tzitzis Eliezer. Right? He didn't just say, go to Rabbi Yassala. He said, go to the Tzitzis Eliezer. He wouldn't, if he really thought there was no tzad to say otherwise, that he wouldn't have said it anyway. But this is part of the abortion issues, and one of those slides, if it comes up, everything should be good and healthy, but this is that's the big discussion of the Achronim of the Rambam. How do you deal with the Rambam that calls this Uber a Rodef? The Gemara seems to say it's not a Rodef. Ramosha is, because he's talking within the Rambam. He's talking within the Rambam. That's why he gives a shot in the Rambam. He has about a 10-page shuva there. But he's saying, even if you want to see according to the Rambam, that it is a nefesh, and the only heter you have is rodef, still here you wouldn't be able normally you wouldn't be able to kill it. Okay. Weiter. So Nema Misayale. Nema Misayale. Rabbi Kiva Eger already on Mishnayos brings up that question on the side of the Mishnayos. Early question. Name of Messiah. So now let's try to bring a proof to Rav Huna. Again, Rav Huna, who says that a cotton rodef, if you're allowed to kill him, because a rodef does not yasra. Rodef, shayya rodef achar chaver lahargo. Somebody's being rodef after their friend. Omer lo, say to him, Re'esh Yisrael hu ben brisu. This is a Jew, a ben bris, a believer. Va'torah amran, the Torah says, Shofech dam ha'adam. But Adam, damo yishafech. If you try to kill somebody, with darshaning this pasuk, damo yishafech, his blood is going to be spilled. Meaning, if you continue trying to kill this guy, I'm going to kill you. Va'Torah amra Torah, hatzel damo shel zeh, but damo shel zeh. I'm going to save him because I'm going to kill you. End of the brisa. What's the diyuk? Rashi explains there is no kabbalas hasra there. Really, when we say you need hasra, hasra doesn't only mean I warned you, it means that you accept the hasra. Okay, I accept, I hear you, and I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to ask Kenan Yosef. You don't have that here. So it sounds like you don't need hasra. Maybe you need to let him know what you're going to do, but you don't need hasra. So the Gemara answers no. Hahi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who he had way back in the first parak. Titanya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chaver Ein Sarech Hasra. A Chaver does not eat asra. Somebody who is well versed in the Talmud does not eat asra. Why? Lo nitna asra el lahavchin bein shogig lemezid. Because asra is only given to differentiate between shogig and mezid. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you never need a kabbalah asra. You never need to accept the asra. So maybe that's the opinion of this price as well. But maybe it's no riot to Rav Huna. Maybe a rodef needs a type of hasra. Tashma, try again. Rodef shayir rodef achachar el hargo. Omer lo reishi Yisrael hu ben brisu. Vatora amar shovetam ha'adam. Adam damo yishafech. Im amar yodeya ani shehu kein. Pater. If he says, I know that's what the Torah says, that's not good enough. Pater. If he kills, then he's pater because that's not called full hasra. Amanas kein ani yoseh chayiv. But if he says, yes, I know the halachas of rodef, and I know you can kill me, and I'm gonna ask Cain, I'm gonna do it, then he is chayiv if he does it. So you see from there, just the opposite. You see from there that he needs kabbalas hasra against Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha, no, the case over there must be, dekai betray ivri denara. The case is where you see a rodef, you see a rodef situation on the other side of the river. Meaning a case where you can't do anything. Reuben is going to kill Shimon on the other side of the river, and you see it happening, but you can't get there. You can't prevent it. So what can you do? There's only one thing you can do. You can't canon pogenbo. You can't do it right now. But what you can do is to give him warning so that what? To lo matzi atzula. You can't save him. My Ika, what's there to do? The boy asui le beidina. The only thing you can do is to bring him to court afterwards. To get him off the streets. Beidina boy asra. So for that, you will need hasra. Meaning Rav Huna agrees that in the case of killing the rodef by the near duffer by someone else, you don't need hasra. But he would agree for afterwards testifying about someone who committed murder, you need hasra. So that brisa, which says you need kabbalas hasra, must be talking about a case of a rodef, but not a case where you can kill the rodef. A case where you're going to bring him to court afterwards. So therefore, that's why you're trying to get him to be makabel your hasra. Or ibayisema, another simple answer. Amalacha Rav Huna. Rav Huna says it's a machlokas tanoim. Anad amri kitana de machteres. I hold like the other opinion of machteres. De amar machteraso zuhi hasraso. I like the other opinion that says, Baba Machteres, that itself is his hasra. And therefore, you don't need anything extra. So it would be a machlokas tanoim. Okay? Good. It says the next Mishnah. So again, these last two Mishnahs, as we mentioned, are not out of context, but are a separate topic, as we're in the parak of Betzora Remora, and Betzora Remora is one of the Chayve Skilos. That's what it's talked about here, but it's Nidal Hashem Sofo. Once we talk about Nidal Hashem Sofo, we bring in Rodef. Once we bring in Rodef of Baba Machteres, we speak about the general halacha of Rodef, and then Beth Hashem, on Daf Ayin Hey, we get back to the next parak of the rest of the Chayve Niskalin. Okay, so now we continue. Says the Mishnah. The Eluhei Shavatzilot HaManafshan. The following people are the ones who you are allowed to save by killing the potential perpetrator. Haro Divachaver Lahargo. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. V'achar Hazachar. Or if somebody is running after someone else to be with him, a man after a man. Man after a man is running after, so then you're also, you're allowed to kill the potential anus here. The achanara hamarasa. Or after, if a man is going to rape a woman, you're allowed to go and kill him to prevent all of those victims from having to go through the ordeal or having to be killed. Aval, but let's say you see other averis about to be committed. Harodi vachar behema. Somebody's running after an animal. Rachman al islan to do an aver with. What, do you kill the person there to prevent it from doing the avera? No. Vamachal as a Shabbos. Let's say you see someone about to be mechal Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? No. Va'oved avodas kochavim or even avodas zara. It's only if there is a victim involved that you are saving. Right? That is definitely that element of hatsalas of the nirdaf, not just the person doing the avera. So these are the examples. Why are dafka those mentioned? Wrote behema chil shabbos avodah zara. What was the havamina dafka those? I might have thought. So okay, we'll have another base that there are some that say that those are included. So maybe that's why the Mishnah has to tell them. But Rashi and the Rambam give other reasons. Rashi says, why dafka those? What's the havamina? So Rashi says on the third skinny line, why behema? Mishnah d'dami l'arayis. That's similar to arayis. So you might have thought that just like other arayis, you're allowed to save. So to here, maybe it's not just arayos, regular arayos, but it's also with an animal. But that's the havamina by behema. What about avodah zara? Mishum desalka daitov, says Rashi, tesi b'kal v'chomer. You might say it comes from a Kal V'Chomer, as we're going to have an Amud Beis, and Shabbos maybe from Gzeira Shava from Arayos, as we'll see. If you look at the Rambam gives a different shot. Why Shabbos and Avodah Zarah? He doesn't explain Behema. Maybe Behema he says, I don't remember. What did he have? I don't think he says Behema. He says, V'amam hutzrach lahaskir Shabbos v'Avodah Zarah, v'yavol pi shehei mizulasi ha'arayos, they're not Arayos. Right, so I guess he assumes like Rashi, that Behema is Arayos. Why would you mention Shabbos v'Avodah Zarah? Because, l'godel shnei avodah se'ele. Because these two are unique in the world of Averis. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah, v'shehem yisodos l'chal haTorah, u'kisha adam over aleihem, chashiv ka'oved avodas kochavim l'chal davar, v'eino miYisrael, k'mo shebi'arna perachavishi be'erevin, v'haya ola al hadashim atzilamem gamke benafsham. The Rambam quotes the halacha, that we know there's a concept of mumar. Somebody's a mumar. Somebody, let's say, I don't believe in shatnez. No, shatnez doesn't make sense to me, that I'm going to wear shatnez. I believe in 612 mitzvahs, not shatnez. So I am a mumar for shatnez. So you can't give me your suit to check for shatnez. I don't believe in shatnez. But you could count me for a minion, right? Because I'm a mumar for shatnez, but I'm not a mumar for kol torah kula. I'm still called a Jew. I don't believe it. I don't like this mitzvah. I'm a mumar for this mitzvah. Okay, maybe it's just because I have a taiva for it. Whatever it is, even if mumar for somebody eats not kosher, somebody eats treif, you're allowed to count them for a minion? Yeah, I'll count them for a minion, so they eat treif. But there are two averas that Chazal tell us that if you're a mumar for this avera, you are a mumar l'chol ha-torah kula. One is Avodah Zarah, and one is Shabbos. Those two, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, is a Mumar for Shabbos, he's a heretic regarding Shabbos, is a Mumar L'chol HaTorah Kula. That's why, generally, when you want to know if somebody's firm, you see how they shomer Shabbos. That's the litmus test. There's a lot more besides Shabbos. There's a lot more, Baruch Hashem, that we should realize. But that is the halacha for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah helped make this halacha famous. The Mishnah Berurah, in his Akdama to Hilchos Shabbos, where he writes, the Mishnah Berurah has two Akdamas. He has an Akdama to all of Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Aleph, and then he has a special Akdama to Chelek Gimel. Get a beautiful Akdama if you've never gone through it. It's just a page and a half. It's a beautiful Akdama where he talks about the uniqueness of Hilchos Shabbos. So there he talks about how do you know Shabbos is unique? Number one, the Chumras Aveira. He says, the onesh of an Aveiro reflects its severity. So Shabbos is in the Chayvei Niskalim. So that's first of all, puts it on top. Number two, he quotes our halacha. V'nucha liros od es chomer ha'avon sheish b'yisrachil Shabbos. Da'lo kol ha'b'chol ha'avonos levan mi'yisra avod azara. Kayim ala de mumar chas v'shalom le'echan mehem. Eino mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. He's a lot of shecht. You're allowed to trust a shechita for a mumar l'shatnez v'ilu be'isr Shabbos kaimelon dim hufgras lo isr Shabbos v'overlav v'kabat v'pavim befarhesia tohu mumar l'chol haTorah v'dino ka'oved kochavim mamish. for halachas, for halachas of renting his rishus for an eruv, halachas for shechita, still, because that Shabbos, kmo oved avodah zarah, v'yalkein gam onesh, b'chal Shabbos, u'beskiluk oved avodah zarah, and that's what he says. Then he talks about the evarim. We know all the mitzvahs are connected to a different evar of our body, 248 and 365, and there are some that we can live with, and some we can't live with. Some averis, or mitzvahs, are connected my pinky. Okay, it's important, you need a pinky to live. But you can live without a pinky. Mashaking, some mitzvahs and averas are connected, the heart and the lungs and other parts of the body which you can't live. But he says, obviously Shabbos is one of those. Okay, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And his Akdama, the uniqueness of those two halachas, that's what the Rambam says right here. The Rambam on this Mishnah says, what's the hava mina by these avodah zarah and Shabbos, that you might have thought that to prevent the person himself from being mechalel Shabbos, you could kill them, better than becoming a mumer. So Kamashvulan, our Tana holds that you're not allowed to do that. There is an interesting suffix, and then we'll continue, of the Mishnah L'Melech. We had yesterday, you're allowed to, if somebody, Reuven's going to kill Shimon, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to kill Reuven. If Reuven is going to do one of the other ones, Arias, right, or after a Zachar, are you allowed to kill them even on Shabbos? The victim's life is not in danger. But does the halacha of Rodif apply, period? If you have the heter to kill somebody, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Or not, if only if the person's life's in danger. That is a suffix of the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Shabbos. And Chav Dalet Zayin, Nistapakti. The Mishnah Melech and the Michas Chinuch always bring up the questions that many others do not ask. Mishnah Melech, and then later in life, later in history, the Michas Chinuch. Nistapakti, that which the Rambam says that you're allowed to the din of Rodif, Im hayezeh b'Shabbos, mahu shenachal Shabbos b'shvil hatzalasu min ha'avera. V'nei b'rod v'achal chaver lahargo p'shito li d'b'chal on Shabbos k'di latzilo. V'en l'chadarish omi b'fnei b'kuach nefesh. Ach ma'ed b'savka li b'rod v'achar achaz b'kol ha'arayas. T'yafta atzor hitira damo efter shalom nachal Shabbos. Where do I look? We know Bezek not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So if Bezek can't kill somebody on Shabbos, is Rodif similar to a Haruge Bezdin? I'm like taking the place of Bezdin? Or is it something totally different? So that is his suffix. He quotes, we've shown him on both sides, but that is the question that he deals with. Okay, the root of the issue is, how much is the Rodef similar to Bezda putting somebody to death? Or is it something totally different? Okay, Vaitim. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, there was a lot to do on Ayin Beis Min Beis today, so that also counts. Minayla Rodef Achachavar Lahargo Chitil Asil Benafsho. How do I know that Allah of Rodef, they don't allow to kill him? Tabalo Belo Samar Adamar Yecha. Dad, don't stand idly by the blood of your friend. Bahalo Hachiyud Asa. What do you mean? That pasuk is coming to teach me Rodef? How do you bother looking at the Tanya? That's just teaching me Stam if somebody's in danger. Minayla Rodef Achachavar Shutove Benar. How do I know if somebody's drowning in the river? Oh, Chaygar Asa, Ola Sabanalov, or an animal's going to eat him up. Or robbers are gonna cause danger to him. Shehu chayav latzilo. I have to save my friend if I can. Tamalomer lo samar al dam rayecha. Lo samar al dam rayecha. That's not about Rodif. That's just about saving somebody in danger. So what do you mean? So the Gemara answers in achinami. Okay, you're right. That's what that pasuk is for. Velanita latzilo benashem inalan. How do I know that the halacha of Rodif asya b'kal v'chomer? You learn it from a kavachomer, minara hamarasa, from nara hamarasa in kiseitse. Ma nara hamarasa shloba el lafogma, by nara hamarasa, which he's not coming to kill her. He's coming to terribly taint her. He's going to taint her for the rest of her life. So even if it's just a taint, a serious taint, you're allowed to save. So rodev achaver laharagol lachaskav v'kama. So surely to kill him, you're allowed to kill the rodev. Says the Gemara, as we had before, v'chiyonche min adin. But what do you mean? Are we ma'anish min adin? You can't kill him. Onche min adin. The Rodef Yehuda says, is Rodef really an onish? We just said before, if you say it's a hatsala, it's not really an onish. Right? After all, we give it to a katan. So Rodef Yehuda says, this line must be assuming that there's an element of onish there also. So it's nidal l'shem sofo. That's exactly the point. So the Gemara says, okay, forget the kal v'chomer. Debei Rebbe Tana Hekeshahu. It's a hekesh. Kikasha yakum isha ra'e resacho nefesh. Right, the pasuk in Kiseitse compares ones, rape, and ritzicha, and murder. Right, that's going to come up as soon also in terms of Hirag Valyavar, that comparison. But here the Gemara goes in one direction. What do you learn from murder? Me'ata, from now. The context of the Torah is Nara Marasa. What is the Torah bringing in murder? Just like murder, so too this. What's the connection? Harizeh balalam ibnim salamid. Oh, it's coming to teach me something and it itself learned something. Meaning Rosech is put in there, but it goes in both directions now. You learn Ones to Rotzeach and Rotzeach to Ones. Makish Rotzeach l'nara amarasa. You learn something from Rotzeach l'nara amarasa. Ma nara amarasa, the opposite. Ma nara amarasa, nitan latzila benafsho. Afrotzeach nitan latzila benafsho. Just like nara amarasa is, you're allowed to kill him, nitan latzila benafsho. So to Rotzeach, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, and nitan latzilo benafsho. Tosis points out, Dibur Matzchel Ab, didn't we have a different pasuk yesterday? Vehuka, the third wide line, yesterday's Amud. Vehuka v'chaladam. So you have an extra pasuk. You're allowed to kill the Rodev. So Tosva says, maybe that would have taught me a reshus. You're allowed to, and here it's telling me that it is a obligation. It's an obligation. Or the Ron's lashon is that it's a mitzvah. Right? It's not just you're allowed to kill the Rodev, if I see somebody doing this, but it is a mitzvah and an obligation to kill the Rodev. Continue a little more. There's something to say up above, but we'll continue first. V'nara marasa gufa minalan. So how do you know nara marasa itself? We learned rotzeach from nara marasa. But how do you know nara marasa itself that you're allowed to save her by killing the ma'anes minalan? Kitatana de verbi ishmael. The ton of verbi ishmael. V'ein moshia la. Right, there's no one to save her. Hayesh moshia la. V'chal davar sheyachol lohoshia. There's somebody to save her, then you try to save her. Period. Two important points. Number one, there's an important Rashi. The Gemara said, is it a kal v'chomer? The Gemara said they don't shem an adin. So therefore it says, okay, it's a hekesh. So look at Rashi. Rashi says hekeshahu. Shehukash, you see the Rashi is the fourth line of the Gemara. Shehukash rotzeach l'nara hamorasa, v'kol hekesh v'gzeira shava hamufnes, harehu kimefuresh b'mikra. A hekesh or gzeira shava, he says, if it's explicit in the Torah. V'onshin mimenu. Lefishal onitna lemedrash me'atzmo. Avon mikavachom medrash dunkzir kavachom me'atzmo. You're not allowed to be manish. Says Rashi, hekish and gzereshava is as if it's explicit in the Torah. So that's an important point because we know, let's say, to get malchus, it has to say one of four lashonos in the Torah. Hishamer pen al or lo. Have to use one of those four words in the Torah to get malchus. So based on hekish and gzereshava in other contexts, you're allowed to give malchus based on these. Because it's considered Mefurish Bekra. That's Rashi. What about Reba Umiyet? What about Klal Prado Klal? What about any of the other Midas? You gotta focus on every Mida. Mama Tzinu. All of these have to be focused on, are they considered Mefurish? But at least here Rashi says, Hekish. Hekish is Mefurish, and Exer Shava Mufne. Right, Dafka Mufne, he says, not from both sides, extra on both sides. But that is an important Rashi. The other issue that comes up is, we know that we quoted the pasuk of Losamar al Dam Reacha. Don't stand idly by, right? I have to go save my fellow Jew if his life is in danger. Vaday Sakana. So the big sugya is, we discussed this in a Parsha Shir, in Parshas Shmos, I think. What if my saving him would put me into a suffix Sakana? If there's no Sakana for me, I have to go save my friend. If I'm a lifeguard, and I see my friend drowning, chas v'shalom, I have to go save him. But what if I'm not such a lifeguard? I'm a swimmer, but going in is a suffix sakana. Do I have to put myself into a suffix sakana in order to save my friend from a vale sakana? So, the Beis Yosef, in the last simin in all of Shulchan Aruch, the last simin of Choshe Mishpat, Taf Chav Vav, that's the simin about Losam al Damreyecha. So the Beis Yosef in that simin quotes that Losam al Arios, who says, yes, you're chayiv even to put yourself into a suffek sakana. That is what the Chosma Manios quoted in the Beis Yosef. The interesting thing is, the Shulchan Aruch himself does not quote it. He quotes it in the Beis Yosef, but when he writes the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't quote it. So that's the second sma in this siman. He quotes the Chosma Manios in the name of the Yerushalmi. The Tzorach Avila HaKazazwa B'Safek Sakana. The Vio Beis Yosef. And then he says, V'nirewai mitav shalav alev ala suffik. He's a bade sakana. You're only a suffix. You have to risk your life. Gamzeh hishmito ha-machaber v'aramah. They don't mention it at all. Why? V'zeh yesh lomar kivan shaposkim harif ha-ramah ma-rash v'atur lo eviyu b'piskeyan mikom makom hishmitu gamke. So right, the Sma points out that the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur don't quote it. It must be because the Rishonim don't quote it. The Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam. Nobody quotes this Yerushalmi that the Agos Maimonides is based on, so it must be that it's not true. That there is no Chiyuv. What do we paskin? The Rav Moshe Did I have that? Did I bring that here? I didn't bring it here. Ramosha and Yoredeya. I'll tell you the tshuva in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalid. That's the tshuva about giving a kidney. Giving a kidney, so the halacha is, if I give a kidney, so that's suffix sakana, to save somebody from vadei sakana. Because who knows, Rachman al-Fan, if somebody gives a kidney, 20 years down the line, maybe somebody will go wrong with their own kidney, and they don't have another one as a backup. Right? So, are you allowed to do that? So, are you allowed to? Can you? Do you have to? So, we pask in the middle. We pask in the middle. You can. You don't have to, but it's not us or two. Right? It's in the middle. That's what that's what Ramosha says. The Mishnah Berurah also writes this in Simin Shin Chav Tes, Sif Tes. Okay, that is a big sugya about suffix sakana and vade sakana. Weiter. Gufa, says the Gemara, minayin l'roos chaver shutaveya benar. O chayegor goraso. O listibar alav shuchayev latzilo. How do I know that if somebody is in a very difficult situation, they're drowning, a chay is getting to them, that you have to save them? So you can't say it idly by. You know it from here? No, there's another pasuk. Avedas gufo minayin. How do you know that if somebody's guf is lost, you have to return it to him? Right, you have to return everything to a person. You have to return his property, but also if you have to save his life, avedas gufo. So the Gemara says, if that's true, if I would have only had that pasuk, I'd have thought, okay, I have to try myself to save him. But do I have to hire out workers? Do I have to spend money to try to save my friend? Maybe not. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush. You even have to spend money to try to save your friend. The Rush right here says, your friend has to pay you back afterwards. If you spend money to try to save his life, he can't say, okay, thank you so much. Thank you for being a good Samaritan. You have to pay him back. That's what the Rush here says. And that's I just read you the second Sma in Siman Tav Chavav. The first Sma in Siman Tav Chavav quotes this Rush on our Gemara and says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Right? This is the Rush. Makes sense. Right? If the guy has money, he has to pay you back. If he doesn't have, the Rush says, if he doesn't have money, you can't say, okay, I'm not saving him because I'm not going to get paid back. No, you're not going to do that. Even if he doesn't have money, you have to save him. But if he does have money, then he has to pay you back. So that's the first Sma. The first Sma says, I don't know why they don't quote it. There's a Shach says maybe they do quote it somewhere else, but that is that's the Rush right here. Tanu Rabbanan, Vayter. Echad harodiv achar chaver lahargo v'echad hazachar v'echad hara marasa. Any of these cases, v'achar charvei misas bezdin, v'achar charvei krisas, any of these cases, or these rodev after, any of these, matzilon osam anafsho, you're allowed to save him, you're allowed to kill the potential perpetrator in all these cases, all the misas bezdin, charvei krisas. Rashi says our Mishnah must hold of us too, even though it didn't list all of them, because the Gemara doesn't ask a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So it must be that our Mishnah also means other Mises Bez and the Chayvi Krisus. But, Amman of the Kohen Gadol, Gush of the Chalush of the Kohen Hedyot, these types of Yisurin, of Chayvi Lavin, Ein, Batzilon of Samanafsho. No, those are not cases of Rodev. You're not allowed to kill. Nevda Ba Aveira, also if the woman already lived with another person, she's not an Aram Ras anymore, she's already Nevda Ba Aveira, so that Ein Batzilon of Samanafsho. That it's not as much of a Pagam on her, obviously it's terrible. You have to try to stop it. But to kill him, you're not allowed to do. That's only up to Bastard. Yesh la Moshia, ein matzilin osa benafsho. If there is any other way to save him, then you're not allowed to kill him. If you could kill him by breaking his leg, whatever the case is, then you're not allowed to save him with his nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Omer is hanichu lo shelo yargena. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if she, let's say it's an Amarasa, she says, no, let him do it to me because if not, he's going to kill me. If she says that, so then, also, we don't have a chiyuv to kill the rodev, because she is saying she's being mochelas. I'm worried that if you try to get him, he's going to try to kill me and not just be mazana with me. Okay, we'll talk about that machlokas. Minani mili, what's the source? Amakra, what's the source for all of these people? V'lanara lo sasa dover, ein lanara chet mavis. That's the pasuk. When the nara is raped, nanas, nothing happens to her. Na'ar zezachar. It says na'ara, but it could have said na'ara without the hay, because na'ara sometimes that whole parsha spelled without the hay. So we darshan, na'ar zezachar. It's referred to mishkav zachar. Na'ara, zu na'ara marasa. Chet, elu chayvi krisus. Maves, elu chayvi misus bazdin. Those are all of the allusions to the halachas of Rodev. Kol hani lamali. Why do you need all of them? tzrichim. Because if I would have only had na'ar bishim to love orche, I would have said, you know why mishkav zachar, you're allowed to kill the guy for mishkav zachar? Because that's totally abnormal. Lav orche, it's disgusting. Of course you're allowed to kill the guy to prevent that. Avol na'ar at the orche, aim alone. But a case of znus, at least that's the normal taivas. That's the it's not that that's understandable, even though it's terrible. But aim alone, maybe you're not allowed to kill him. Kamashmal, and that's why you have to say na'ara. Because of achvara na'ara, if you only had na'ara, we should take a pagimla. Because there's a pagam. She's a na'ara amarasa, and you're living with her. The man's going to live with her in the normal way, so you're going to be pogim her. Avol na'ar kapagimla aim alone. But what is a na'ar? Mishkav zachar. Nothing happens there. It's an abnormal act. But what there's no lasting effects physically. So aim alone. So because of Rachmanahani, and if you only had Nara, Mishab the High Lav Orche, who? The High Kapagimla. So maybe those two each have an element of Chumrah. Aval Shah Arayus do Urchaihu, Volonafish Pigmaihu, Aimalo. But other Arayus, which it's a normal act. And Lo Nafish Pigmaihu, because it's not the a Besula, Aimalo. So because of Rachmanahate. So that's why he said, asked to include them with Chait. Because of Rachmanahate, if it would have only had that, Havi Amina, Filo Chavi Lavin. I would have thought even Chayvei Lavin, right? Amana, Grusha v'Chalutza, Kaz v'Rachmana Maves. That's why you have to say Maves, not Chayvei Lavin. Because of Rachmana Maves, Havamina Chayvei Bisa's Bezdin in, Chayvei Krisa's low. I would have thought only the hardest ones. Kaz v'Rachmana Chait. Fine. V'Lot v'Rachmana Chait Maves, V'Loboy Nar v'Nara. So why couldn't it just say the most Chamor? Because Nar and Nara, Zachar and Nara Barasa are included in Chayvei Misa's Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Nechinami, okay, you're right. Velanara Nara, so what do you exclude those? Chadlim Ute Oved Avodas Kochavim, the Chadlim Ute Behema Veshabis. One's excluding Avodazara, right? Avodazara, like the Mishnah says, there's no Rodef by Avodazara, you're not allowed to kill somebody who's going to do Avodazara. The Chadlim Ute Behema Veshabis. So they exclude Behema and Shabbos, as the Mishnah said. Let's just continue, and then we'll go to Tosfos. Ulrab Shimon Ben Yochai de Omar, Shir Ba Yochai. The week of Lag BaOmer. To Amar Oved Avodas Kochavim Nita Latzila Benafsho Lamali. So Reb Shimon Yochai holds that Avodah Zarah is Rodef. He argues on our Mishnah. You're allowed to kill somebody going to do Avodah Zarah. So what does he use these exclusions for? So Chalim Uti Bechema VeChalim Uti Shabbos. Separate exclusions. Sadak Adak Amina Tetsi Shabbos VeChilul Chilul VeAvodas Kochavim. He holds Avodah Zarah is a Rodef. Therefore, maybe you learn Shabbos from Avodah Zarah, Kamash Bon, you don't. Ola Reb Eliezer, Berebi Shimon, that's his son. Reb Eliezer, the son of Reb Shimon, Reichai. Da'amar Mechala, that's a Shabbos, Dita Atzila Benafsho. What about he holds Chilul Shabbos, that is called a Rodef. Da'as Yeshabbos, Chilul, Be'avodas Kochavim, Michael Amemar. So he includes Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. So Chad Miut, Limute Behema, Ve'idach, Aydi, the Kazarach, what a Nar, Kazar, Nami Nara. It's just to be parallel. You don't darshan anything from the extra hay. It's just to be parallel in the Parsha. Tosfos asks, why do you need, what's the Havamina that you'll be Mechal Shabbos to save your friend? He's being Mechal Shabbos, so you're going to be Mechal Shabbos to save him from being Mechal Shabbos? Well, why, what's the Adifus? Ask Tosfos in the middle of Chad, Vim Tomar, Lama Likralim Ute Shabbos, Hamatzah Gubeka Mechal Shabbos, the Chol of Achaveiro. He's killing his friend, he's being Chobel, so what's the Havamina that you'll be Mechal Shabbos to him? Ve'ichi Chal Al Shabbos, Lahatzah Chaveiro Mechal Shabbos. Ah, you might say that you're not being Mechal Shabbos because it's Mekalkel. Mekalkel, a destructive act, is only in the Sudra Banan. Says Tosfos, the Ainza Mekalkel Bechabura. Tika Tikuni Gavra, it's Tikun. You're giving him a Kapara. You're helping him, stopping him from doing an Aveira. When you have a Chovel that's positive, it's called a Tikun. For example, some Rishonim say by Bris Mila. What's the Malacha of Bris Mila? You need a Heter Afilu B'Shabbos. What's the Malacha? So some say, Ay, it's Chavala, it's Tikun. You're making him a Jew, making him a full Jew. Right, you're making him a mahul. So therefore, says Tosfos, it is a tikkun. So therefore, what do you need a makar for? Tosfos says zeres akasif. V'yesh lomar become makom zagadat zeres akasif. Okay, some say it's zeres akasif. Others say maybe that's the chiddush din of rodef. The chiddush din of rodef is that you're allowed to kill somebody to stop them from doing an avera. Right, even that because you're doing it lishma. They're just to stop doing an avera. You're doing a mechil shabbos lishma. Right, so that's why maybe that's not called chil shabbos. Right, like a doctor in a hospital. Right, he's not being Mechal Shabbos, he's being Mekayim Shabbos, like the big Machlokas. Maybe we'll mention it again tomorrow, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. If you have a frum doctor, should he or he is he not allowed to switch calls with a non-frum doctor? He's going to be doing Chil Shabbos anyway. He's driving to the Gulf. So should he switch? So at least he'll be in the hospital. He's being Mechal Shabbos for at least for Bikuach Nefesh. Or is that not called? If he doesn't do it Lishma, then it's not called. It's still called Chilul Shabbos if he'd be Mechal Shabbos anyway. So that's a machlokas for Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Okay, little more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Omeres Ani Chilul Shel Yargena. Rabbi Yehuda said that if the woman said, no, leave him, because he's going to kill me if he doesn't get his way, then you're allowed to listen. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tanakama said no. But my commentary, what's the machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? Omar Rava, Biba Makpedes Al Pigma, Omenichoso Shel Yargena. The question is, if she's generally Makpid, a woman is Makpid, but the question is, what if she says, I'd rather not die? I'd rather not die. I'll be embarrassed. I'd rather not die. So Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan say, what's the key? What's the real reason that we allow you to kill the Rodev a pigma kapad rachmana? Because of the pagam, because of the taint that's going to happen to this woman. Here, even though she doesn't want to die, but the ikar din of Rodev is because you want to protect her pagam. And it doesn't matter what she says. We know deep down that she is worried about her pagam, so you're allowed to kill even in this case, and you should kill. For Rabbi Yehuda, no. Why does the Torah say to kill him? The ikar din of Rodev is that you save the victim's life. Hello, Masr Nafshe Lektalan. Here, it's just the opposite. Just the opposite. By not killing, you're going to save her life. So therefore, don't kill. Amalei Rapabel Abaya, Amar LaKohen Gadol, Nami Kapagim La. Isn't there a pagam there by Amar LaKohen Gadol? Right? She'll become a halala. So Amalei, Apigma Rabba, Kapad Rachmana, Apigma Zuta, Lo Kapad Rachmana. A lot of pagam, right? You were makbid on. Not on a little pagam. I mean, Chayve Krisis were makbid on, and not Chayve Lavin. Is that the chilek, like I just said? Chayve krisis versus chayve lavin. So Rashi adds in one element. Rashi says, mamzeris. By a eshesish, by the chayve misas, there's usually mamzeris created out of that relationship. So a mamzer, that's a pagam rabba. Masha'enke, when it comes to a mother of the Kohen Gadol, there's no mamzeris. What comes out of that relationship? A chalal. So he's like a Yisrael. But that's not a great pagam. L'may nafkamina, minchas chinuch. Baruch Hashem, it's mitzvah reish, tough reish, os yud. What about Anida? What about Anida? Anida is the only one, it's the exception. Anida is chayvi krisus, but there's no mamzeris. Hakol mod v'bal Anida she'avlad kasher. There's no mamzeris created by Nisr Nida. So Shaila is, that's an afkamina between Rashi, who says mamzeris is the issue, and then Minchas Chinuch says the Rambam just mentions chayvi krisus. So maybe that's an afkamina between them. If a man is running after Anida, is that called a regular case of rodate that nitan latzilo benafsha? According to the Rashi, maybe not. Because there's no mamzeris. That's not called pegima rabba. According to the Rambam, it could be. Because he doesn't mention the issue of mamzeris. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. V'chai bohem, coming up tomorrow, Kiddush Hashem, Yarev al Yavar, it's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, Ayin Dalet, Esther Karka Olam. Spend a lot of time on tomorrow's daf. I'm on Aleph and I'm on Beis. B'Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.